Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Tuesday, September 14th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in India with a miraculous turn of events in northern Bihar. Three Gospel for Asia workers who were kidnapped last week and threatened have been released. GFA's KP Yohannan says 17 of their church leaders negotiated with village leaders for the trio's lives.
There was significant hours of talking back and forth, explaining, and I am convinced it was not just the 17 of our pastors going and talking to these men. But I believe God supernaturally changed the hearts of these men. And the amazing thing was, all of a sudden they said, okay, we will let them go. Just like that.
Next, there are many cogs in the mechanism of getting missionaries and Bible translators out onto the field. JAR's John Mark says he's responsible for moving the missionary's household to the country of service.
We can do that for less cost to each missionary. Well, then, in essence, what we're doing is getting them to the field sooner because they're not out having to raise the funds to ship things at commercial rates.
Marks explains that drivers, mechanics, and warehouse personnel are essential non-traditional support teams. He helps keep a fleet of 7 tractor trailers running with the goal of kingdom building. And finally, a Mission Aviation Fellowship airplane is sitting grounded in the Congo, waiting for a new engine. MAF work in the Democratic Republic of Congo is vital, providing physical and spiritual life-saving flights in remote areas across the area. Missionaries and nationals have seen the Congolese church grow as tens of thousands of people have come to Christ in recent years. Pray that MAF will raise the money needed for a new engine to maintain the crucial flights throughout the Congo. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.